Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What unsolved mystery would you like to be explained in your lifetime? I'd love it if someone found Forrest Fenn's treasure. To explain, Forrest Fenn was a gentleman with some serious cash. He ended up having a cancer scare and being told he was terminal. So he buried some of his bonds, gold etc., in a cache and wrote a poem with clues on how to find it. Just like old-timey pirates or what have you. He ended up surviving the cancer and doesn't really give any hints on the treasure, except to say that he goes out like once every few years to make sure it's still buried in the same spot, and it always is. That's how he knows nobody has found it yet. At least 4 people have died looking for this. One was fairly recently, like a year ago or something, which was the first I'd heard about it. I think it is a bit irresponsible of him to keep it hidden after that has happened. The best he's offered is a reminder that he was already an old man when he buried it, and it only took him a few hours in 2 trips to do it. Which means it's probably a lot closer to the road and a lot more obvious than people assume it would be. And I would repeat that for anyone reading this thread. Bear in mind that he was an old man when he hid it. Sure, if you happen to be out that way, it might be a fun day trip. But do not take any unnecessary risks. If it's out there, you're not going to have to Alex Honnold anything to find it. And no, that's not just what he'd want you to think. He literally was in his 70s when he hid it. It is not hiding in a place a 70-something would be unable to get to. Anyway, I'm sure it'll happen eventually. There are forums devoted to it and all, and again, he likely hid it in an actually fairly easy spot. Also, I don't know that it's true. Fenn actually checks on it periodically, especially now that he's in his 80s. And realistically, if someone did find it, they probably wouldn't announce it to anyone. The M Cave Mystery. I remember hearing about this one and it still bothers me to this day. Basically, some guy who was an avid hiker went back to Vista Cave that he said was vibrating on his previous visit. He never came back from the trip and hasn't been seen since. He'd said some weird things before he went missing. He was suicidal, but his body hasn't been found. We can't just brush it off as suicide when there's no body to prove it. The Voynich Manuscript. The materials used have been proven to be from the correct time period, but it's written in a still completely unknown language, and has yet to be even partly decoded. I guess, chances are, it's medieval medical astronomical book. Also the Tamim Shud case. Unknown body found on an Australian beach, no sign of foul play or drowning, and had a strange coded message in his pocket. The body was found in 1948, he's never been identified. If I remember correctly, the labels had been removed from his clothes, and he didn't seem to be from the area. Malaysia airline flight missing. The Atlantic article was pretty convincing and good. Yeah, it convinced me. Spoiler. Basically, the local government tried to hide the fact that the head pilot had some family troubles going on, but independent investigation has led them to believe the pilot killed all the passengers by suddenly taking the plane so high that the air pressure dropped and everyone gently fell asleep. Then at the perfect moment when the plane was being handed off between two nations' airspace, he turned the plane and let it fly in a random direction till it ran out of fuel and crashed into the ocean, uncertain if the pilot killed himself prior, or if that's when he died. As kid I was on some giant, paid, playground made out of cubes with various activities connected together, in 3D. I panicked because I got in some sort of loop with literally no way out. No matter what way I picked, I kept coming back to same spot. Firefighters were called. Actually, I wanna know what the hell happened. I had the same thing happen in one of those walk-through haunted houses as a preteen. I ended up in a cardboard maze for 3 hours in the dark, unable to find my way out. And no one could find me until they took the thing apart because my parents freaked out. I had been separated from our group. I still don't know what happened. And 30 years later I still can't go to those things, even though I love Halloween and logically I understand what all of it is made of. I think in the back of my mind I'm afraid that whatever had me in there won't give me back if I go in again. Brandon Swanson, car breaks down, on the phone with dad, says something like "Osh" while still taking to dad and supposedly walking to the town dad was waiting for him. That's it, never heard from ever again. Relatively recently too. Just kind of makes someone wonder. In the morning, his parents reported Swanson missing to police, who advised them to wait as such behavior was not uncommon for young men his age. No, look for the fine missing person. The escape from Alcatraz. I think they made it. Supposedly flowers were sent to their mother every Mother's Day after they escaped. Two tall women were seen at their mom's funeral and other hints suggest they're alive. I need to know what actually happened. I've done an extremely deep dive on this and I'm almost certain they survived. First of all, on average, 2 out of every 3 bodies in the San Francisco Bay are found, meaning it's very unlikely that all 3 of them died and no bodies were found, especially with the extensive search parties. Secondly, the police claimed that there were no robberies the night morning of the robbery, but it was later discovered that a 1955 Chevrolet was reported stolen by 3 men. Also, the authorities claimed no raft was found, but a raft was found on Angel Island. The cover-up led me to believe that the authorities withheld other evidence regarding their escape to prevent embarrassment. This information, paired with ARP's factoids, makes it all but certain in my mind. What happened to my friend Daniel? He went missing during our freshman year of college, over winter break. He was back home in California. He left his keys at home and walked away. He's never been seen since. I know he's probably dead, but a little part of me has always wondered if someone took him, or if something happened and he's alive. And I can't give up that hope until I know he's not alive. Because what if he is and no one believes anymore? Are you really alive if no one believes you are? I had a friend disappear a few years ago, walked out of a bar and was never seen again. He didn't drive, so he was either on foot or hitched a ride. Police searched all over the area with cadaver dogs. Nothing turned up. Lots of people said he's probably dead, but I won't believe it until a body is found. I know something about him that maybe others don't. He slept rough sometimes, when he was stressed. I saw him walking down an alley once, totally filthy and obviously had been sleeping outside for a few days. He could have easily hitched a ride far away and lived homeless in another town somewhere. I think this is what happened to some homeless people. They had a mental break, gave up on living a normal life, moved to another town where nobody knows them and they just exist anonymously. Dark matter. WTF was it cancelled? It was so good. Just kidding. I want to know WTF dark matter is. I'm an astroparticle physicist working on dark matter. It's probably just an undiscovered particle that doesn't interact with light, with lowish mass but not so low that they travel at very close to the speed of light. The most likely candidates are generally variations on this theme, which sounds boring TBH, since dark matter tends to have some pretty mystical properties in sci-fi, but it'd have huge implications on physics. The most exciting discovery MO would be that there are whole complex structures right here among us that we can't detect only because their particles don't interact with our known particles, except the dark matter candidate particle, which would act as a bridge. Could you imagine alien life forms that aren't far away on some distant planet or alternate dimension, but that are living and breathing right next to, or even within us, aliens that can't perceive us at all? Only because we're made of entirely different sets of particles? How poetic. Realistically though, that's pretty unlikely, since from our observations of galaxy interactions it doesn't seem like dark matter interacts macroscopically in any way other than gravity. Compounded of course with the extreme unlikeness that aliens happen to be in the same tiny region of space as us. So best not to keep your hopes up on any invisible aliens. But you know, fine. Maybe. That'd be a good sci-fi idea. Very random, but here goes. I lived in China when I was 10. I lost my favorite water bottle at the local pool one day. I moved to Australia when I was 11. So a year later, I ended up finding that water bottle under a bench in our schoolyard. I know because it has a sticker with my name on it. I don't know if I imagined the whole thing, or my water bottle teleported its way to another country. False memory probably. Something very similar happened to me once. I was probably 9 or 10. But I remember making this drawing at school and forming it into a paper plane and flying it in the parking lot outside of the playground. Being the inconsiderate kid I was, I just left it wherever it landed. Sometime afterwards, weeks, I want to say, I was at practice for my soccer league. It wasn't ran by the school. So the field was in a different location, at least 12 miles away or so. A 25-30 minute drive through the city back then was a long trip for a kid. Before practice, I'm hanging around and see this piece of dirty paper tumbling along the sideline. Not sure why, but I was prompted to run over there and get it. It was the drawing paper airplane of mine. Freaky to think about. And it would be a very improbable coincidence, but you're right, it's just likely my brain doing weird things. Madeline McCann. The girl who disappeared in 2007. I used to be so convinced it was the parents, until I watched the recent Netflix documentary. Now I'm back to being unsure as hell. My main question I just want to know the answer to is if it really wasn't them. Why did the Cavalier dogs send out Kate's shirt, behind the couch, and inside the closet? There's so much contradicting evidence, and the events of what happened afterwards with the Portuguese police make it all the more confusing. For Madeline's sake as well as her siblings, I really hope the truth comes out. There is some controversy about the reliability of cadaver dogs. Clearly they can be quite successful at finding actual human remains. When they indicate a spot and a body is found, we have validation that they are accurate. The idea that they can determine where a corpse has been is more problematic. How long does a body need to have been in that location? How long does the scent linger after the body has been moved? How long does a person need to be dead before the dog can detect the death scent? How do the dog's training and handler's perceptions factor into this? We don't have reliable, statistically sound data to answer any of these questions. Dogs can't tell us how certain they are about the scent they may have found. They just do what they are trained to do and what they get rewarded for. Where were humans before ancient Sumer Mesopotamia? Or, what happened to the people of Roanoke Island? Or, for God's sake, what happened to Amelia Earhart with Roanoke? The name of a local tribe was written on the walls, and a local tribe suddenly started having blonde-haired kids after the colony disappeared. With their hard human remains and evidence of an American in a survival situation at around the right time were found on an island southeast of her last known destination. Unfortunately, they were found by a rather disreputable treasure hunter, so most of the archaeological evidence was lost and the bones were so badly degraded that they think that a turtle's bones got mixed in with the human bones. Mesopotamia, Sumer and such were early civilizations, not the dawn of man. Humans were spread across the world long before we developed agriculture and whatnot. We were hunter-gatherers for tens of thousands of years before we developed civilization. Humans have been a very widespread species for a very, very long time. Relative to history, early Homo sapiens are widely believed to have evolved in Eastern Africa. I'd like to know what lies beyond a black hole. After entering the event horizon, what lies in there? Nobody knows. I'd like to know. If I'm correct in saying a black hole is just a really strong gravitational force that's been compressed super small, then I'd say there is no beyond. You just pulled into the center of it like it's a singularity and then you're stuck there forever, compressed a ton. With everything else that's stuck in there and also compressed super small. One explanation for why light can't escape is because the rug, space itself, is being drawn into it faster than light can run out through it. That suggests there's a constantly growing amount of space inside black holes, from within a black hole. This will look like a big bang. I think universes are nested inside each other like this. What truly happens after death? What happens to our consciousness? Do we experience nothingness, just as we did before we were born, or do we actually go to some other place? I got put under anesthesia once for a dental operation. When I woke up over 2 hours later, it felt like it was 1 second later, not even that long. Like it was instant. I believe that since my brain did not have a chance to dream, since it was medicated to unconscious, that I had no internal record of time passing. Time simply did not exist. There was no darkness. I wonder if death is this. Not darkness. Not anything. The instant we die, it's the end of the universe and end of all time. There is no concept of time passing after death. Not even a void. The assassinations of JFK and RFK. I'm not one for conspiracies, but I'm of strong belief that the US government and other high-ups were fully behind that. If you listen to the famous last speech he gave, it's about government transparency, among other things. You can hear the shake in his voice. He sounds god-awful terrified. The only secrets he's threatening are government secrets. The only people who would want those hidden is the government. When I was little, I wandered off from my parents at a storytelling festival. When I turned back up, I had some type of mild wound on my hand, and all I would say about it was baby cow bit me down there while pointing toward the nearby river. To this day, we have no idea what bit me. We lived in Florida at the time, so it could have been pretty much anything, except for a cow, since there were no farms nearby. All the who, what, where, when, why Harry Epstein's murder and who all the pedos are. I really hope that justice is served to everybody involved, to show that you can't get away with it no matter how powerful you are. Notice how the scores are hidden. The media is completely silent on it. It was suddenly announced a suicide without any evidence. All close associates of Epstein are either currently missing or recently passed away. Note, it's just a conspiracy. As the media, and people who have the capability to spread this message also conveniently were close to Epstein. The taste of fresh T-Rex meat. We even found some flesh in a thigh bone. So all we need is a genetic engineer to go insane and we'll find out how it tastes. Edit. On second thought, it was definitely bone marrow. So it might not count as flesh. It was soft tissue, though. So I'm still counting it. Then we can make Trex-Mex a thing. Now we're talking. I bet those T-Rex tails are heavenly in a stew. Are we alone in the universe? I 100% believe in intelligent life. Would be nice to see it confirmed. Doesn't even have to be intelligent. Just proof of life. Good explanation for consciousness would be awesome. I like the hypothesis that our consciousness emanates from the emergent behavior of our brains processing information. An analogy I like. A record player and a record. Music is not present in either medium, but when you play the record on the player you hear music. This makes a certain amount of sense for me, and I don't have a better hypothesis. Interesting topic. The purpose of the Night King. I wish people would stop reminding me how bad this was. I wanna forget.